fish, please.
Yeah, I'm Dan Paulson with Christ Lutheran Church, and I'm one of the co-chairpersons of the Lutefisk Dinner. And how long have we been involved? Jan, we have been involved since about, 1975.
I'm Jan Schultz, live in DeForest. 38 years ago was the first dinner.
What it is, it's a cod or a whitefish, and then they dehydrate it and preserve that in lye, and then it has to be rehydrated and wash all the lye out.
When they were immigrating, when they came to this country from Norway, they preserved it and they could put it in their suitcases. It was dry, they could bring it here.
At Christmas, my father was 100% Norwegian, my mother 100% German, so I'm just confused. But at Christmas, we had the lutefisk dinner. My father on my left, my uncle on my right. They passed that dish back and forth between the two of them, and I couldn't stand the smell. And finally, when they killed all the taste buds in my mouth, then I started loving it. So it's an acquired taste. But my sons, they love it right off the bat. Here's some more of the cooks. You can see the kettle's of boiling water. So the boiling water drains off. Drop it into a dish, and that's where we separate the bones from the meat itself.
Yeah, once you get to be a bone picker, you never get rid of this job.
My name is Janice Tipple, and I live in the town of Windsor.
Janice, you said you became a member of Christ Lutheran. For what reason?
Because of the lutefisk dinner.
Come on, really?
I did! Really? Yes! We've been coming to this lutefisk dinner long before we became members. And it was the best lutefisk dinner, and we decided, we need to become members of this church.
That's one way to pick a church.
Today we have a lutefisk and Swedish meatballs with gravy, mashed potatoes, rutabagas, a delicious coleslaw, and lefse, and a melted butter, of course. Plenty of it. Matt Erlinson and Madison.
Wendy Bunster, Antigo, Wisconsin.
This is a generational type of thing. Our grandparents, great-grandparents. We were raised having lutefisk lefse for Christmas dinner. The smell one can never forget. It's not good. It has to do with the lye flavor.
Ask him, he travels to all of them, practically.
They asked me how I found the lutefisk. I said there was a truck went by and we just followed our nose. My name is Dale, and last name is Erlinson, and I live in Antigo. My nickname is Swede. That might have something to do with the fact that I like lutefisk. Well, mostly because it's a good fish, because they cook the lutefisk just perfect.
Our patriarchs here have been eating lutefisk since they could crawl, and it wasn't our favorite as children, but it's really grown on us, and now it's a great tradition.
That is hot.